Blog Talk Radio.
Oh man, oh man, oh man, not again. Yeah, I learned the game from William Wesley, you can never check me. Back to back for the niggas that didn't get the message. Back to back like I'm on the cover of Lethal Weapon. Back to back like I'm Jordan 96, 97, whoa. Very important and very pretentious. When I look back, I might be mad that I gave this attention. Yeah, but it's weighing heavy on my conscience. Yeah, and fuck you left the boy, no options. I wanna see my niggas go insane. You gon' make me step out of my fucking frame. You gon' make me buy bottles for Charlemagne. You gon' make me go out of my fucking way. I waited 4 days, nigga, where y'all at? I drove here in a raid playing ARF. I'm not sure what it was that really made y'all mad, but I guess this is what I gotta do to make y'all rap. I mean, ooh, can't fool the city, man, they know what's up. Second floor, Tootsie's getting shoulder rubs. This for y'all to think that I don't write enough. They just mad cause I got the Midas touch. You love her, then you gotta get a world tour. Is that a world tour or your girl's tour? I know that you gotta be a thug for her. This ain't what she meant when she told you to open up more. Yeah, trigger fingers turn to Twitter fingers. Yeah, you getting body by a singing nigga. I'm not the type of nigga that'll type of niggas. And shout to all my boss bitches, wife and niggas. Make sure you hit them with the prenup. Then tell that man to ease up. I did another one, I did another one. You still ain't did shit about the other one. Got the drink in me, going back to back. Yeah, going back to back. I got the drink in me, going back to back. Yeah, I'm going back to back. I don't wanna hear about the Sever again. Not even when she tell him that they better as friends. Not even when you saying Drizzy, tell him again. I've been putting on the show, it was a sellout event. Oh, Junie better see this. I didn't wanna do it, gave me every reason. The point I'm trying to make is I don't ever need them. Seen what you do for fame and what you do for freedom, please. Check them for a while or an earpiece, please. Please do not let these niggas nail me, please. Think before you come for the great one, please. Who's a real nigga and who ain't one, please? Somebody stop me. I'm talking ballsy and Guanajuato. I got the fence in 5 days and it's my shit. Soon as a nigga hit the stage, they gon' ask if I can play the shit back to back. Yeah, they want it back to back. They gon' ask if I can play the shit back to back. I took a break from views, now it's back to that nigga.
Hello, hello, hello. Good evening, New York City. Welcome to another episode of the Swagger Den. I'm your host for the night, my Swagger. Hope everybody enjoying this fall weather. Getting going back and forth, cold, hot. People getting sick, don't know what to put on. Everybody catching colds. So everybody hope you're dressing right and not getting sick in this crazy bipolar weather. First of all, I want to send my condolences to my man, my cousin, Rich Parker. Rich Father, Rich Parker Sr. passed away the other day, you know. And I want to send my condolences out to him, his mom, his two sisters, and the grandkids and his whole family, you know. He came out last night to OZ. You know, we had a long conversation about, you know, people passing away, our loved ones and stuff like that. You know, he's hanging in there. He's a tough cat, you know. A lot of people know him from playing ball. He went to Long Island University and reached the Final Four 1 year. You know, he's a good guy, good person, humble guy. You know, everybody loves him, you know. So I'm going to send my condolences out to Rich Parker and may Rich Parker Sr. rest in God's hands. Also, I want everybody to say some prayers for the basketball superstar, Lamar Odom. He was found in Vegas, unconscious. But I just read on, I really don't know what's going on, but I just read on the on the internet that he opened his eyes, so that's a good thing. And he grabbed his, I think they still married. is that his wife still? Khloe, whatever her name is? The one of the Kardashian sisters? He pulled her, opened his eyes a little while ago. I mean, sometime today, and grabbed her hand. You know, but I want to talk about his situation a little bit, you know. You know, I've been following his story, you know, since before all this happened to him, as far as him being on drugs and all this stuff, and him getting divorced from his wife and all this stuff and all this. You know, the media is a mess. That's what I'm going to say, put it that way. You know, people listen to the social media so much that they don't believe reality no more. You know, I watched a clip where TMZ was interviewing where they caught Master P coming out a supermarket, and Master P made a statement about Kobe Bryant being fake, because they said Kobe Bryant left the game to be by Lamar Odom's side at the hospital, and he hasn't left the hospital since. So they say he's there with him, you know, by his bedside with his wife Chloe and his loved ones and family members. That Kobe been there since he been hospitalized. You know, my hat's off to Kobe. You know, that's something that a lot of people don't do, is show loyalty to friendship in this day and time. And it's crazy because I was listening to I listened to Master P. He was coming out of the supermarket, and he was TMZ asked him how he felt about the situation, and he made a statement about Kobe being fake, and that he could have saved him by putting him on a basketball team, and Kobe owns the Lakers and stuff like that, and this, that, and third. And bottom line, Kobe's the man. Kobe controls that organization, the Lakers organization, and he could have saved LeBron by putting him back on the team. I find that to be very false. You know, I don't know Lamar Odom's personal life. I don't know if the drug abuse is true. I don't know. But if he is addicted to drugs, you can't help an addict. An addict has to want to help themselves. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, 9 out of 10 families, somebody is either alcoholic or addicted to drugs. And me personally know that I have had family members addicted to drugs, that you cannot save them until they want to save themselves. So for Master P to make that statement, just because you put him back on a basketball team, don't mean he's going to stop using drugs. You know? It's like when you're addicted to something, liquor or drugs, you do anything by all means necessary to get high or to get drunk. I know people that wake up and can't function without taking a drink or getting high to go do what they got to do on a normal day. So for him to make that statement saying Kobe could have saved them, that's false. He has to want to save himself first, you know, by going to rehab or praying and putting his life in God's hands. Nobody can save nobody from drugs or alcohol. They have to want to save themselves. You can preach all day to them. You can take them all the rehabs in the world. You can take them to all the counseling in the world. You can take them all the meetings in the world. But if they don't want to accept the fact that they're addicted to something and they need help, and they need to help themselves, nothing you could do or say will stop them from using drugs. Nothing. You could tie them down to a church, and once you let them loose, if they want to get high or get drunk, they're going to get high or drunk. They have to want to help themselves. D.L. Hughley, I watched his little clip, and he was speaking about Lamar Odom, and he was right. You can't put fault on the next man for another man's addiction, for not saving him. You know, that person has to want to save themselves. You can't help nobody that don't want to help themselves. I don't care what you do, how you do it, how many times. If you can put them on a basketball team, you can put them on a soccer team, a football team, you can move them to West Bubblefuck. If they want to get high, they're going to find a way to get high. You can't stop nobody. They have to want to stop themselves. So when Master P made that statement, I'm like, wow, how you going to blame Kobe for this man's flaws? You can't blame Kobe. You can't blame his wife. You can't blame his kids. You can't blame nobody but that man not wanting to help himself. He has to wake up one day and be like, you know what? Enough is enough. Let me do this. Let me make the steps and strides to get my life back in order. Let me go sign myself in a rehab, go get counseling, do something to get these demons up out of me. So for Master P to point the finger at Kobe, that was wrong. I mean, you can't. Kobe would have put him back on the team or whatever. Got him back on the team, whatever it could be. And he get more finances coming in. He's going to get high. If he want to get high, he's going to get high. That goes for anybody. Not Lamar Odom. It goes for anybody. A family member, a superstar, an actress, actor, whoever you are. If you're addicted to drugs, alcohol, you have to want to help yourself. Nobody can help you. And it's crazy because everybody look at the people around him. They say they love him. And he's not there and all that stuff. That shit is draining to someone that's trying to help someone get off drugs, but they don't want to get off drugs. I had a friend, right? God bless his soul. He was HIV positive. In his later stages, where he lost his legs, I mean, not his legs, he was in a wheelchair. So he had to be pushed around, whatever the case may be. His last days, I was running around like a fucking chicken with my head cut off, trying to get him in rehabs because he was still drinking, trying to get him, you know, into a better state, physically, emotionally, and mentally, because he was he was off the chain. He was drinking. He was just disrespectful to people. He was, you know, he was just all over the place. And I was living in Brooklyn at the time, and he was in Manhattan, where the rehab was, the nursing home that I found for him. I put him in the nursing home, and I was getting calls every day about him acting up, cursing out the nurses, don't want to take his meds, spitting on people, all type of crazy shit. And they was threatening, like, yo, we're going to put him out. I would have to get up out of my bed, rush up to the Bronx, calm the doctors down, the staff down, for them not to put him out. Missing days at work, almost lost my job. My wife, when I was married at the time, she's like, yo, what the fuck is you doing? Like, if he don't want to help himself, why the fuck you keep running around? I was losing weight. I was stressed, blood pressure up. That became a strain on me. But of course, I loved him. That was my best friend. I didn't think about that. But as time went on and on, I said, hold the fuck up. Like, I'm getting sick and shit. I'm not taking care of myself. And if I go, who the fuck gonna take care of my family? That's why I said, you know what? I had to sit him down like, yo, listen, if you don't want to help yourself, I'm out of here. We all know your days are coming, your days are up, whatever it can be. But enjoy your last few days, hours, whatever you got left of your life. But do it right. Go out right. Stop the drinking and all this stupid shit. Stop cursing at the doctors and nurses that's trying to help you. You know, and it got to that point where it's like, I was losing weight, almost lost my job. My wife nagging me, but she's nagging me like, yo, You can't help him if you don't want to help yourself. But people don't see, like, a person on drugs, it doesn't affect only them. It affects everything around them. Their kids, their wife, their family members, their sisters, their brother. It affects everything around that one person that's addicted to alcohol or drugs. And they have a selfish attitude because they don't give a fuck as long as they get high. They don't give a fuck when they go in your pocket, steal your shit. They don't give a fuck when they go steal a kid's TV and sell it. They don't give a fuck when they're stealing clothes and going to stores and they doing shit and robbing and stealing from people and shit like that. They don't care because all they want to do is get high. That's all they want to do. They don't give a fuck what you say. You can sit there and preach them. You can throw holy water on them motherfuckers. You can do all that shit. You can put crosses on them. If they don't want to stop getting high, they is not going to stop. But that goes back to what I'm saying. As far as that statement was made, Master P made about Kobe being fake and he's only doing it for publicity and all this stuff. Kobe is world famous. What the fuck he need publicity for? What he need it for? And like D.L. Hooley said himself, Kobe fights his own demons. We all have demons that we fighting. So to take on somebody else's demons, that shit is draining. And they're not willing to take responsibility for their own demons. But for you to step in and try to take care of their demon and you fighting your own demons and shit like that, that shit is draining. And they don't care. Because all they have on their mind, they want to get high. They want to get high. They want to drink. They want to do whatever the fuck they want to do. They have no regards to how that affects anybody as long as they get high. As long as they get high, they don't give a fuck. You know, they have to want to stop. So people, as far as like Master P and they, this, that, and the third, and stop it. I mean, don't point the finger. Where was you, all right, for example? Your brother is in jail for fucking murder. He's doing life. Where the fuck was you when he killed the dude? Why you ain't stop him from doing what the fuck he was doing? If we want to be arrogant about the situation, where the fuck was you when your brother pulled out a gun and shot and killed somebody? Why you ain't stop him? Because your brother wanted to do what the fuck he wanted to do. And it cost him the rest of his life to spend in jail because he wanted to do what the fuck he wanted to do. You could have sat there and told him, no, don't do that, don't do that, do that. If he has in his mind, he wants to load that gun up, put it on his waist, go find somebody to kill, that's what the fuck he going to do. No matter what the fuck you say, nobody said. He did what he wanted to do. Is nothing nobody could have did. Nothing. And we have to realize when grown people that know right from wrong, good from bad, make wrong judgments, they don't have nobody to blame but themselves. They can't blame you. They can't blame their kids. They can't blame this. They can't blame. That's why I hear people that say, oh, I get high because I have hard days at work. I be stressed out at work, so I want to sniff some coke to ease my day. Fuck out of here with that stupid shit. You want to sniff some coke because you want to get high? Oh, I need a drink. I'm stressed up. No, motherfucker, you want to drink because you want to drink. Stop making excuses for flaws. Instead of making excuses, get help to help yourself. There's no excuses. And people are quick to blame somebody or something for the shit they do that they know they shouldn't be doing. Like the dumbass little boy, he had a grown ass man, Sunday night, they had a party downtown on, I think, on 21st Street, some shit like that. He gets mad, of course. The bouncer won't let him back in the club. Him and the bouncer has a few words. His dumbass goes. His dumbass goes and tells the bouncer. I'll be back and I'm gonna shoot this motherfucking club up. Okay. He goes from downtown Manhattan to the Bronx, gets the gun, drive-bys and shoots in the crowd. Now, this is the kicker to the whole shit. It was three young ladies hit. One died. The one that died, this dumbass, that was his friend, that he went to the party to celebrate her birthday. So you killed your friend because you're angry because the bouncer told you can't come back in the club. So you go get a gun, come back downtown, and shoot the club up. Shoot into the crowd, rather. And you kill your fucking friend. Then what the up? Dumb motherfucker, hey, baby, what's up, Ange?
What's going on, darling?
Then the dumb motherfucker gets on Instagram and takes a fucking picture of him and her together, saying, this is my friend, I will never do that. You fucking idiot.
Oh, my gosh. This dude, that's a mess, man.
It's just shit. I was like, and the funny shit about this, it ain't funny, God forbid. I mean to say funny. The crazy shit about it is, I seen this dude about maybe 2 weeks ago in Touche. And I'm like, when I seen him on the news, I said, I know this fucking dude.
That's retarded. All that because you couldn't get your ass back in the club. Kill your ass home then.
Kill your ass home.
Go to bed. Shouldn't be acting like an imbecile. You wouldn't be out of there in the first place. He's an idiot, man.
I mean, and on top of that, you killed your friend. I know you in jail kicking yourself so far that not even the principle of shooting up a club. You just need... And you kill your friend? Like, what the fuck was you thinking about?
Wow.
And it was her birthday party.
Wow.
She just turned 24 years old. Now her son is 3 years old without a mother.
Without a mother. All because he couldn't go in a club. Now you ain't going to no club. You ain't going in the house. You ain't going nowhere.
Well, you going to club.
You're about to be a bone smuggler ass nigga.
Because you the fucking asshole.
See, those are people that you call niggas. That's a nigga for you right there. And that ain't got shit to do with color. That's because you just dummy.
You just dumb as a fuck.
Ignorant, dumb as a bag of doggone rocks.
So now, when you go to court, your ass is grass. So they're going to say, you can't even say, well, I got angry, pulled out the gun, and I didn't know what I was doing. No, motherfucker, they're going to say, you went from the fucking downtown man to the bars, got a gun, came back. Premeditated that whole shit.
Premeditated. That's exactly what it was. Premeditated. Because you did all that, planned all that. And to do what? To go to jail. You dunted it on.
And it's crazy because a lot of people knew this young lady. And a lot of people know him. And we talked about it the other night in front of OZ. And we was like, how fucking dumb can you be?
Yeah, that's just straight stupid, man.
And that goes back to what I'm saying. If a person has set their mind to do some shit, they're going to fucking do it.
Mm-hmm.
You can sit there and tell them shit all fucking day, all night, don't do that. They're going to be looking at you, and you think they listen to you, they're going to be like, man, shut the fuck up, me go do what the fuck I want to do.
Yep, it's crazy.
And it's sad. You doing dumb, ignorant shit.
For what? Oh, for what?
Because you can't get into a fucking party?
Oh, my goodness. I'll never understand. I guess that's why I don't get too excited about even going out no more. You know what I'm saying? I don't, I mean, it's just got to be a certain spot. You know what I mean?
Right.
It can't be a,
right.
where there's going to be a bunch of knucklehead kids, people. You know what I'm saying? Just, it's got to be people, like you said, grown and sexy coming and don't come out to party. We going to party and go home. You know what I'm saying? Not mad because you can't get in the club. You in there acting stupid. Don't know how to hold your liquor. Don't know how to do none of that. Come on, man.
I'm very, 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 very picky about where I go as far as, like, events,
mm-hmm.
party, anywhere. I'm very picky. And if I get down there and it's looking crazy, I'm not even trying to go in.
Yep. Nah, I ain't messing with it. You could tell by the people standing in line what it's gonna look like.
Right. Like, I have a rule, and I'm not trying to be stereotyping nobody or none of that shit, but this is...
Hey, call a spade a spade.
If I see too many white T-shirts and fitted hats, I'm not going in the motherfucker, period.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah.
If I see too much under 25s and all that, I'm not going in there.
Yep.
Because they can't hold their fucking liquor. They get their acting stupid.
Yep.
And they're not even the men, it's the women, too.
Yep, that's a fact. Women, 9 out of 10 times, women start the fight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all in there fighting over some dude, somebody that ain't got nothing to do with you, that smashed you. You think that's your man now? Yeah. I know, I'm
like
all them youngins. I can't do it. Plus, I have kids that are 22 and 25. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I don't party with them. If I ain't party with them, what am I party with you for?
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, I know people that party with their kids and they in their 20s, whatever kids they be. But their kids are mature. And they respect their parents. They ain't going to get crazy with their parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They're not going to get crazy. They're not going to get disturbed. They're going to carry themselves like young men and young women.
Right.
But... Sometimes you just can't party with your kids. If your kids is crazy and they act crazy, you stay your ass. Nah, we ain't going that way. We not going that way.
We ain't doing all that. That's just a little too much.
People just do too much. That's why I said on another show, I said, you have to separate your parenting from your friendship with your
kids. Right. Yep, because you're a parent first.
You have to have boundaries. All that laughing. Oh, yeah, that's cool. Like, me and my daughter, we laugh. We joke all goddamn day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she ain't going to say nothing crazy to me.
Right. It's just certain things
that she ain't going to tell me or say to me.
Yeah, certain things we are not getting ready to talk about. Like, you know.
You
have some parents that'll sit and smoke weed with their kids.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? Out with their kids' friends over the house and all that. Like, no.
And I hate parents that say the dumbest shit in the world. Oh, I let them smoke and drink in the house because I don't want them to smoke and drink outside. They're going to do it anyway. They're going to do it anyway. So because you let them smoke and drink in the house, you think they're going to smoke and drink outside?
Yep.
Well, you think while you at work, they're going to bring a whole bunch of hooligans in your damn house and tear your shit up big and hot?
Tear your shit up, eat all your food up.
And you come home mad as hell.
But you know what it is? That's why, you know, I give my kids a lot. Because they respect me. They have that much respect. I'm not going to say what you ain't going to do. But they, trust me, they separate themselves. If mommy here, mommy whatever, it's not happening. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah. It's like you have to set boundaries with your kids, you know.
Yeah.
And you don't.
And I was just talking about that. How it is too much mixing and mingling of different generations. You know what I'm saying? Generations. Excuse me. You know, you got all the older people hanging out with the younger folk and trying to be that like them. You know what I'm saying? Y'all competing against a 21-year-old child. They, you know, once you get over 40, whatever. Come on, you got to. Hang out with people your own age. Matter of fact, people who are 40 and above club have a lot more going on than these youngins. I think our story's a little better to tell. You know what I'm saying? So, especially with our music era and all of that stuff, come on, we got it going on. Hang out with people your own age. Leave the kids to the kids.
like I said, I don't stereotype nothing, but. Like, I have friends, like, they older than me. Same age as me. So they be like, oh, excuse me. Yo, you going to summer jam? What the fuck I'm going to summer jam for?
Yeah. You yawning got me yawning.
Where? What the fuck I'm gonna do in summer jam? First of all, I don't know what the fuck these niggas is saying any goddamn way.
Yeah, who the hell is on? Who the hell on summer jam's page? You see how they act up? See how that shit
and every
turns
year
out?
Some crazy shit go on. So why would I even go down there?
Mm-mm.
Every year some shit go on in summer jam, and why would I even go down there? That's like walking in the lion's den with blood all on you. What the fuck I'm going down there for?
Yeah, come on, man. Leave
because
that,
of the time and place when you outgrow shit.
Yeah, that's even like the BET Awards I was watching the other night. That shit was a travesty.
You know, I didn't even watch it, but I was seeing like it felt like I was watching because everybody was bad mouthing the shit out of it on social media, and I'm like, oh shit, like what the fuck going on with BET Awards?
It wasn't nothing to write home about at all.
But you know
what?
That's just like, I was looking at something and I came across a clip with Kevin Hart and Lil Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
They was battling rap and whatever the hell they supposed to do. And Lil Wayne was high as shit. I understand what the fuck he's talking about. And Kevin Hart, you know, he's that fucking asshole.
Yeah, he's just a jerk, yeah.
He's just looking at him like, what the fuck are you talking about? Because Kevin Hart was like, what the fuck is you saying? What the fuck is you talking about? What the fuck is you talking about?
He said, because I'm in the living room.
Yeah. I'm in the tub because I guess I'm in the bathroom. What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm washing because I'm in a shower. Like
I'm in a supermarket. Guess I want to buy food. What the fuck is you talking about? Like, some of this shit don't make sense. I've been trying to catch shit.
Never heard of no shit like that, man. It's crazy how the music is just, you know, they want to be. They don't know whether they want to be R&B artists, pop stars, rock stars, skateboarders, hip-hop. Listen, pick one. Pick one and master that first before you start talking about a crossover.
The crazy should be my cousin in the car because he likes that rap shit. So I tolerate the shit because I'm in his car.
Well, listen, but, I mean it's to each his own. I'd rather not. That's just.
But
he
is playing a song, and a part of the song the dude said, "My." I put my dick in your mouth and be so big like you think a foot in your mouth. I said, what the fuck? I said, this shit right here gotta stop.
What did he just say?
I said, what the fuck? Ow. And my cousin, he'll look at me and ask me the dumbest shit like, yo, you know that shit is hot, right? Yo, you know that is, right? I'd be like, hell, motherfucker, no. Who the fuck is that dumb nigga?
You don't even know who is who. I really can't tell who's who. Like, who is that doing? Going out there doing a Quan and all. Who are these people?
Yeah, the nay-nay and all that stupid shit. The kid can't even read the fucking sentence right. But they out there doing the nay-nay all fucking day.
Yeah, I'm like, where they find these people? I'm like Jerry Springer now.
I found a clip of, I don't know, it was some foreign country. And they was playing Jamaican music. And they had the little kids. They had to be under 8 years old. All of them.
The whole crew. I seen that. And they had even had the girl on the baby.
Yeah, you seen that?
I seen that travesty.
I said,
that was a
hot
ass mess. I said the parent. They should have slapped the parents for that. And then they really recorded this shit like it was cute. Like, what are y'all doing? That's child molestation going on there.
I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? That the little girl that had the little baby behind him.
Yep.
I'm like, what the fuck is this shit?
Yep. Crazy. And then they exploiting it.
And then they wonder why they son of a turn out to be a fucking rapist or a fucking
mm-hmm.
serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
Or their daughter is sleeping with a whole bunch of men.
Yep.
And having baby after baby because you don't fucking raise them to be fucking nasty as a fuck.
You got
when
report?
I seen that shit, I said, this shit got to be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I said, can somebody please come tell me what the fuck is this fuckery right here?
That's exactly what it was, some straight fuckery.
But how the hell you as a parent going to sit there and let your child hump on another little child in that fashion?
Yeah. Goodness gracious. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Everybody
gotta be a grown
everybody thirsty for attention, some type of attention.
I tell you, boy, this social media is going to be the downfall to a lot of people.
You see it. You already see that? It has started already.
I go on
already.
My page, and sometimes I don't even go on my news feed because I'll be like, I do not want to see none of this dumb shit today.
Yeah, what the heck going on today?
They have a chick. Everybody want to be a fucking model. They half naked. Everybody want to be a model. Everybody
a model now.
Like, everybody fucking model. Everybody got ass shots and titties done. Nothing real on the motherfucker no more. I even seen a thing where the dude had a fucked up hairline, and they was doing stages how they gave this motherfucker a fucking hairline.
They gave him a hairline. They got dudes with rugs and all kinds of shit.
I'm like, what kind of shit is this? Today they had a fucking grown ass man sucking on a lollipop like he giving all those sex. Like, what the fuck is you doing?
That dude? Oh gosh.
And he laughing like, hey, what the fuck? I'm just having fun. No, nigga.
Mm-mm.
You ain't just having fun. You done did that shit a few times.
Yeah, you do that on the norm.
Well, who the fuck would put that on social media?
These idiots. Because that's what they are. A bunch of dun-dun-dunts allowing social media to take over their lives.
You know, it's crazy because a friend of mine was on the phone. And she was laughing at me. We talked to each other every day for hours and hours while she at work. We used to be on the phone. And she'd be like, what you doing? She'd be like, oh, my bad. I know what you're doing. I'd be like, what I'm doing? She'd be like, you watching Law & Order or CSI Miami? You watching all the reruns? I'd be like, you goddamn right. Because I'm tired of these motherfucking nasty-ass reality shows. All we do is make ourselves look like fucking assholes.
Yeah, that's another hot mess.
Fight and throw shit at each other all on the fucking show.
Yep.
And sleep with anybody
else's
man.
That's why I was like, when I watched they's like, oh, have you watched Love & Hip Hop? So I said, no, I haven't. But I let me turn to see what this is about. Get on there, and then the rapper dude got a boyfriend. The boy got a girlfriend.
Live right around the corner from each other.
I said, what is this mess?
I said, what kind of fucking shit is this?
That's crazy.
You know what's so crazy? Because they can't watch the show until after the reunion show. So they don't know what the fuck is going on until after the reunion show.
Right.
So, all hell. But my thing is, see, me, I guess it's me. I'm a very private person when it comes to my personal life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to give my personal life to nobody for a fucking dollar.
Nope. I am not selling my soul for money.
I'm not doing that. Not at all.
Me either. I guess I'm just going to have to be that broke bitch because it's not happening. I'm sorry. And see, that's the problem because people has glorified your financial status. People's financial status is being glorified so much. That's the route that they're taking. They don't care. Who cares? They got a bank account running over. But look at them. Their lives is fucked up with that money.
You damn right. And they looking horrible.
Looking a hot mess. And poor thing, shout out to Lamar Odom. Look at that. Look at all the money he's worth in half. You understand
what
I'm saying?
They fight over the money. Man ain't dead yet.
The man ain't even dead.
They said, who gonna get his $50 million? Who the fuck? Yo, the man ain't dead.
Ain't even dead. That's crazy. Yep.
I'm like, God damn, man. I said to all the goddamn time. And I say it over and over again. Death either gonna break a family up or bring it together.
It brings the best and the worst out.
Eight out of ten times it's gonna fuck a family up.
You know that it brings the best or the worst out of people. And 9 out of 10 times they'll be fighting, especially if it's a few dollars involved. Because if people broke, they ain't got shit to fight over. But if it's a few dollars involved, you could forget it. They writing people off, never speaking to nobody again, and fighting. And then not only that, then they be fighting over the obituary, about who was in the obituary. And
Who go first?
Like...
And who gonna say this and who gonna say that and where they sitting at? What limo you riding in? What the fuck is going on?
Yep. Who was at the funeral? Oh, he used to mess with her. Guess what? He ain't messing with none of y'all now. That happened to my friend who passed away 2 months ago in July. you know, he was a little ladies' man, had a few little chicks going on or whatever. And they really was at it. Like, now, he was married. Him and his wife wasn't together. She was living all the way down south somewhere. You know what I'm saying? But being that she was his wife, it makes her next of kin. You know what I'm saying? And she wants to reap all the reward, you know, because she was technically still his wife. So then they had, oh, he was staying with me. I'm like, you know what? He was humping all y'all dumbasses.
Exactly. So y'all sit the fuck down.
And guess what? It ain't nothing he could do for none of y'all now. What y'all fighting for? You're going to go to the funeral and go home. Period.
That's it. And then all those about funerals, too, and I hate to say this, a lot of people don't even go to funerals to pay respect. They go to be fucking nosy.
Nosy, you know it.
They go
just to read the obituary. Just to see what the obituary going to say.
The obituary is find out what was the cause of death. I'm sitting down at a funeral, and motherfucker hit me and said, yo, I heard he died of AIDS. I said, what the fuck is wrong with you? No matter how he died, he fucking ain't here no more. Why the fuck? Does it matter now?
Yeah, does it matter? Are you worried? Did you have some kind of encounter where you got to worry? Is that the problem?
You need to go. Then you need to go to the doctor. Then what the fuck?
You need to go get looked at. Then you need to go somewhere and get looked at.
And a lot of motherfuckers go to try to pick up a chick. I ain't gonna lie. They sit outside after the funeral. Yo,
looking for the vulnerable chicks.
Yeah, like who that right there? Like, what the fuck? Is this a dating game on this motherfucker? But there's so many things have changed with society that it's so fucking crazy, man.
Yeah, society is a hot mess now. And people don't even really have regards for their own lives, let alone somebody else's. You know what I'm saying? They like to say people selling themselves short. You know what I'm saying? And look how society has changed. It went from civil rights being for racial issues. Now it's being civil rights is all about gay movement.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So you can see how the tables have totally turned. It don't matter whether it's black or white. Now it matters whether you're gay or straight.
Exactly. And it's a crazy question. You watch like all the shows now, say like the Empires, and you watch Gay Grey's Anatomy. You watch all these shows. Somewhere along the line, they're gonna throw some gay shit in it. Either woman to woman or man to man. But now they start to really go overboard with the man shit.
Yeah, I think it's just a little too much. That's because Empire is, you know, Lee Daniels is the writer of that show, which he's gay. He's totally flaming. So that's why he fit that in there. You know what I'm saying? But again, I just think it's a little too much. And it's crazy what people glorify. You understand? Listen, I have some shortcomings and stuff, but I still love God. You understand? And that's one of his things. You know what I mean? So,
we all have shortcomings. I don't give a fuck who you are.
Yeah,
you know,
we definitely
we all
got
have
flaws, to talk about.
We have shortcomings, but we all are in a work in progress. Ain't nobody in this fucking world perfect.
Right.
Nobody.
But see, the thing is now, they force that on people where if you say the wrong thing, you're getting sued. We ain't never get a chance for suing somebody for disliking me for being black. For dragging my great grandmother off the toilet when she was using the toilet with her pants down and shit like that. Come on, it doesn't equal out to the same, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, like they what's that man named? Bruce Jenner. What's his name now?
Oh, Bruce.
Yeah, what's his name now?
Caitlyn.
Yeah, him too. They had an article where he was saying that they was having a debate, rather, that He's upset because people don't call him by his new name. And somebody was saying, well, you arguing about that, but what about when they call black people niggas? We can argue about that all day. But now you trying to put a law for him to get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Yep.
Are you fucking going to pass a law for transgenders if you call them by their birth name, they could sue you?
Oh, God. I don't care.
Well, shit, I'm going to sue everybody for calling me a nigga.
Yeah,
how you,
come on, man. That shit is.
But they trying to put this shit and glorify this shit. I don't like. I have a daughter that's gay. I have a brother that's gay. I'm not knocking gay people, but you can't force that shit into society.
Yeah, and that's what's happening. Yep, if you're gay, you be gay. Rock out with your cock out. But again, stop making it our problem. You understand what I'm saying? Like, all that for what? For some health insurance? Is that what that's what that is?
And then on top of that, like the first episode of Empire, because we do Empire Wednesdays at OZ Terror every Wednesday. You know, we put it on the big screen, everybody watch it, whatever case may be. And the first night of Empire, I'm watching it. And the two guys, they in the kitchen, whatever case may be. And he just grabs him by his hair and slams his tongue down his mouth. I said, what the fuck is this shit?
Mm-hmm.
Like, y'all doing too much.
That's not natural. I'm sorry.
Like,
that is not natural.
Nigga rolling around in the bed with the ass cheeks showing?
I'm waiting for it because it's going to come. It's going to come now because now it's no filter. It's no holes barred. I'm waiting on it.
It's so crazy because now that they got that law, that anti-gay law where you tag somebody, or you beat somebody up that's gay, you get charged like that.
For discrimination and all that? What they call that shit? What the hell? Forgot what they call it. For a loss of words, but...
And the gay, I'm sorry to say it, but they running with that shit because now they being more vulgar towards people. Like, a gay motherfucker run up on you like, what the fuck?
Yep.
You smack their fucking face or beat their ass, you going to jail.
Well, see, like you said, once they signed that doctrine, they made it a law now. You understand what I'm saying? So now they have this power. They have this power that us as the regular civilians don't have. You know what I mean? They could be sued and all that stuff. Somebody could be sued for coming at them for being transgender. But like you said, somebody come at me for being black. Ain't nothing we could do.
It's sad because, I mean, like I said, I don't knock nobody. That's your life.
Mm-hmm.
If you're happy, I'm happy for you. But don't try to ram that shit down my throat.
Yeah.
That bullshit.
And that's exactly what they did. Yep, they
don't,
made
don't
everybody
do that.
Accept
don't do
it. They made society accept it. They whether we liked it or not, y'all gonna accept it now because it's a law.
Yeah, and it's like that because
it's crazy.
It's crazy because now you can't even leave your kids in the room by themselves to watch TV because it's crazy shit to come on.
Because of the stuff that's on TV,
what
they're allowing.
It needs to be at certain times, they'll put it on, like, after 9 o'clock, certain shows will come on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's all through the fucking day.
Yeah, all day long.
And they show reruns of Love and Hip Hop all fucking day.
And it's crazy because you could see that on there, but they wouldn't cover the Million Man March.
Exactly.
The Justice or Else, because he said it wasn't a march. It was Justice or Else, you know.
They don't cover that shit, not one channel.
You ain't see it, not on BET, VH1, you ain't see it on 2, 4, 5, 6, 9, none of that. 11, none, nobody had any coverage. I don't even think the news covered it.
News ain't cover that shit, but I ain't nothing about it. And I watch the news regularly.
No.
And tell you the truth, I forgot all about the Million Man March. So somebody posted that they was going to Washington, D.C. to the Million Man March. I said, what the fuck, that's a day?
Yep. And the crowd, it was a big turnout. News One, Roland Martin, he aired it on like Monday and Tuesday. He had it on his show on TV One. He was down there and showed the interviews and clips and stuff like that. But I was,
my friend went up there to sell some T-shirts where he had me cry. I was laughing so hard. I said, that's a damn shit. He said he went out there. He said it was like the drug game. He said he went out there. He was selling T-shirts for $10 a piece. He said motherfuckers, they was out there selling three for $10. He said, yo, I couldn't even. He said, yo, I couldn't even fucking make a dollar.
He couldn't even make none.
He said that shit was like a drug block.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers out there hustling, like out hustling and hustling.
Yep. I knew that was going to be that way. You got people coming from all over the country. Please, everybody was their first thing. They said, "We can make cash in on this motherfucker here. Yeah. We going out here. We gonna sell a hamburger. We gonna sell some shirts. We gonna sell something."
He said he was talking to a lady. He said he was talking to a lady. He said he's talking to a lady, and a dude ran up at him. Nah, baby. I got on 3 for 10. I said they was doing shit like that. What the fuck?
Cutthroat game.
I said, "Mommy, the fucking Dominicans back in the day." Nah, Poppy, I got it.
Yeah.
I said, "Damn, man."
That's great. All for a t-shirt,
right? I'm like, all for a goddamn t-shirt. I said, "Lord." He said, "One lady told her, but if I get the 3 from him, I give him for me, my husband, and my son." I said, "Goddamn."
Mm-hmm.
Like, they was hustling like that, like that? He said, "Man, let me tell you, man." He said that shit surprised the shit out of me.
I bet it did. It had to.
I said, "How many t-shirts?" I bought back all my goddamn t-shirts. I said, "I bet you did."
He couldn't get none of them.
I'm so motherfucking mad.
Now you gotta go up to Hall of Acello. You gotta go to Hall of Acello.
I said, "You better, when you get a motherfucker 2 shades in the kitchen cookie, you better put them shit on the table and tell the motherfucker to buy."
Nope.
Shit. Let's just say how we, as a people, man, we just do each other so dirty.
We do. We always bunk it against each other. And
we
so,
do.
And
we
always,
the only
race
that
always
we do
in competition.
So
yep. Always in competition we are.
And we are a strong race. You know what I'm saying? We've been through hell and back and back to hell. And we still go
fire.
Through fucking hell.
Hellfire.
You know what
I'm
saying? And it's crazy how... We don't stick together. We don't do nothing. We just
like,
envious and jealous of each other. It's just fucking crazy.
Yeah, and that's what we was talking about that on our show last night. How when you go into the laundromat, you see the Spanish dudes and you see the whole family in there doing the laundry. You go into the Chinese restaurant, you see the whole family in there. Nobody, no outsiders in there working. The outsider is the consumer. You know what I'm saying? The Arabs, or Pakistani or Turkish people, they have all their own people. We're the only ones that don't have our own establishments with our own people working in them. We have no trust in each other.
No, we don't. I have an Arab dude. He owned a store on one for the blocks. I'm like, "What the fuck is he doing here?" And I say, "All of you own this store and that store up the block?" He's like, "Yeah." I said, "What kind of shit is this?"
Wow.
And it's great. It is crazy because we can't get shit.
Nothing.
A loan from the bank. We can't get shit. But motherfuckers come over there and they get every motherfucking thing they want.
Listen. You got the Spanish dudes now selling cars on the side of the road. they going
something.
To the dealer and buying their junks.
I seen somebody put up on... I think she was a hairstylist. She said she accepts EBT cards now. I said, "Ain't this
one?" Yeah. I've seen that
ain't
down the road. I've seen that down the road.
Motherfucking shit
right
here. Like, who the hell? So she charged, if you want a $40 hairdo, she's taking $80 off the EBT card.
It's going to cost you $80 on the EBT. Yeah.
I said, in other words, your kids got to go hungry because you want a fucking ponytail?
Because you want a phony pony?
Right, oh, before I forget, this Friday, what's this Friday date? The 16th?
The 16th.
The 16th, we got the big birthday bash for my man Rich Money, GQ Palace CEO President at Touche.
Yes.
2576 3rd Avenue, doors open from 10 to 4, dress code sexy and chic, no white t-shirts. No hoodies, no sweatsuits. So we got the kitchen open.
That's
all
right.
Here.
Come in there with your shit together.
It's the big homie Rich Money birthday bash. Also, we'll be celebrating 4-year anniversary for GQ Palace Radio Station.
Wow.
4 years, baby. 4 years. I want to say happy birthday, Rich Money, and also congratulations to the GQ Palace staff, the members,
yes,
who's behind the scenes, all the shows, the hosts, the co-hosts, the in-between hosts. Whoever is part of the GQ Palace family, congratulations on your 4 years.
Yes,
y'all doing
indeed.
It. There are some people say what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? I'm part of the family now, so, you know, I'll be in there. You know what I'm saying?
That's
I'll be there
right.
Friday.
I'll be in there tomorrow.
You know, so don't forget, this Friday, the big birthday bash for Rich Money and the 4th-year anniversary celebration for GQ Palace Magazine, I mean, radio show.
Yeah, radio. Radio
at
Magazine.
Two Shades, that's 2576 3rd Avenue, on the corner of 139th Street. Doors open from 10 to 4. We got the drink special. We got the $15 fish bowl to midnight. We got the $5 martinis. We got the bottles for $200 for $300. We got the kitchen open. The food is delicious. The cook is crazy. We got my man Nels Dollar playing that good old music. It's gonna be crazy. Listen, everybody free all night.
All right now.
So come on, party with my boy Rich Money for his birthday. We're going to show off for 4 years. We are too old to turn up, but you know what we're going to do? We're going to show out.
I know that's right, Swag.
You know, we ain't going to turn up. We're going to show
out.
We're going to
show out.
We're going to show off. That's what we're going to do. That's what grown folks do. We're going to show up, we're going to show out, and we're going to show off.
Well,
that's what
we're going to
do. We don't turn up. We're too old for that.
We're gonna show our ass, but not literally. We're gonna do it up for my boy Rich Money and the GQ Palace family.
Richie, me up yesterday. He's like, "Yo, my mom's coming out." I said, "Oh shit!"
you said Rich mom coming out?
Yeah, Rich said his mom's coming out. So you know we gotta do. We gotta make sure mama good.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna
try to be on my best behavior.
I don't know about me. I showed out. I'll tell him my man this morning, my partner, that I do the party on Friday. Listen, I got the family coming out, so you know he's like, "Yeah, I know, I got it." I said, "Yeah, nigga, you gonna have this tonight." But I got shit I got to do.
I know that.
Don't forget this Friday. The big birthday bash for my man Rich Money and the GQ Palace family 4-year anniversary celebration. Remember, we don't turn out. We don't turn up. We show out. That's what we do. Grown folks 25 and older, dress code, no white tees, no sweatsuits, and no hoodies. Come casual and sexy. That's just how it's going down.
If you're cold, you better put on a nice little blazer jacket or something.
Yeah, put on something nice. You don't want to come in looking crazy.
Yeah.
But you will get turned away.
And then come in there with your grown-up stuff on. Let's see what you really about.
Go in the cleanest.
Fucking underwear.
Go in the cleanest, goddammit. You got some clothes in the cleanest somewhere.
Yeah, go to the thrift shop, shit.
Shit, you better go somewhere. Don't come in.
Go to the shop somewhere. Throw that bitch in the cleaners real quick.
Better go on K&G's. They got the fall sale, baby.
That's
go
K&G.
Yep. But yeah, we going to turn up for my boy Rich Money. That's what we going to do. We going to turn up.
That fishbowl sounded
kind of
good.
That fishbowl is nothing to play with, baby.
I gotta see who's designated driving. Lavina, I don't know if you're listening, or Rachel, or somebody.
Those fishbowls will put you on your back. I don't even drink them shit. I drove one more time. So, Lord Jesus, not no more. Not no more. Not me.
I know that's right.
Keep
that. I can't make no promises. I'm gonna try on my best behavior. I can't make no promises. I'm gonna try. I am gonna put a fourth effort.
You grown, baby. You grown. Do what you want to do. And I'm telling you, my man, the DJ is crazy. DJ crazy. Gets it in.
That's so, what I'm talking about.
You better bring the flip-flops.
Because you know, party could fuck up bad music could fuck up a party. You know that.
Yeah, bad music fuck up a party. But you know what? I handpicked the DJ myself. But I know it's Rich's birthday. So you're going to see how it go down. Crazy. But again, that's tomorrow night. Big birthday bash for my man Rich Money. 4th year anniversary with GQ Palace Radio. At Touche 2576 3rd Avenue. Come out and meet Rich in the team. You know what I'm saying? They cool, humble people. Come meet them. Come meet and greet with the GQ Palace family. You know what I'm saying? Have a good time.
Come meet the Diva Squad, Jamar. Meet the Diva Squad.
The Diva Squad going to be in the building. Swagger Den going to be in the building. 4th Quarter Boys going to be in the building. Harlem going to be in the building. Bronx going to be in the building. Jersey going to be in the building. It's going to be a lot in the building. We're going to have some fun.
On that
note again, don't forget, tomorrow night, the birthday bash for the big homie, Rich Money, and the 4-year anniversary of GQ Palace Radio at Touche, 2576 3rd Avenue. Doors open 10 to 4. Dress code again, please. But I don't like to turn people away from the door. Come dress nice. No white t-shirts, no sweatsuits, and no hoodies. Age 25 and up. This is grown folks' business. On that note, good night. Love you all. See you next Thursday. Peace.
That's it. I see you tomorrow.
All right, man.
This is something special for you. Bring your butt, come rewind. Bring your butt, come rewind. Bring your butt, come rewind. This is Something Special.